Folks, this is a panel of young senior managers in the business, and I'm going to give them an opportunity to share a few thoughts with us as we go through this panel this morning. It's really exciting to see the young people growing, and well done to the various regions for all the young people. Let's hear the young people making noise. Thank you. That's awesome. What I'd like you to do, please, is to just introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, and where you come from, and then also tell us why you decided to get started in this business. Ruben, let's start with you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ruben Ileka. I'm from Namibia. I actually graduated as an electrical engineer in power engineering back in Namibia. There. So just before I started, I felt like having a qualification in engineering that makes me what I want in life, but in fact that was not. So what get me started in this business, I really see the potential in this business, and I feel that I can be dominant in my own way than be someone being after me. So starting this business, I see the potential of it, then I feel like I can live that life of retiring my career is young and rich, okay? Then I again understand that generally it's not just a business, it's a lifestyle that one's live. So I really want to live that lifestyle.
Good afternoon. Excuse my voice. My name is Florence Mise. I'm from South Africa, Mpumalanga province, Nelspruit. So I'm a BSc graduate in community water and sanitation. I started this business because I was not getting a job for the past 6 years. So my mom introduced this business to me. At first I was not interested because I was educated. So I didn't want to do it. Then I went to Vodaworld. When I came back there, I was crazy. I didn't sleep that night. I said, I want this business. I said, my mom told me that I was going to sell pills. I didn't understand it. So after that, I was crazy. Now I'm a director. So I thank God, because that time, it was not a good time. This is the time for me to shine. And I thank my mom for that. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Christy. I come from a little town called Adidas outside of PE. And the reason why I joined this business was, well, my whole life, I mean, I've been riding since I could sit up, so horses are my life, and that's what I would like to do for the rest of my life. So I joined the business because I didn't want to have to look for my next pair of Lucerne or something. Not that I am now, but I just want to be able to support my dream and my passion, do it every single day, and not have to worry about anything else that money would require. So.
My name is Megan Hazel, and I come from Grahamstown in the Eastern Cape. And I was thinking about it last night. I came to a weekend function like this. I grew up with the business, and I was one of those people who knew this business worked because our family had a testimony about it. And I mean, I knew where we came from financially and the things that our family has been able to do since being involved in this business and how it's changed our family's lives. And I knew it worked, but I was like, it's for them, it's not for me. You know, sometimes we can be a little bit skeptical till we get hit on the head and our door opens. And my door opened when I came to a Bloemfontein weekend function to get away from it all. My mom had an extra ticket and I knew what Bloem was like, so I came along just because I needed a break. And I was sitting in, not this auditorium, another one on the other side of town. And I saw people who were younger than me, making more money than I was at that time in my life. And I realized that if I wanted to be able to be at home with my kids and watch them take their steps, if I wanted to be a proper support to my husband and not have to run around and do a job, and I'm not dissing moms who do jobs, I just don't see myself as one of those people who can give all of my energy to a job and to a boss, as well as give all of my energy to my husband, as well as give my energy to my kids that they need it. So I wanted to be able to support financially a family where my husband doesn't have to take strain and worry about that and put a strain on our relationship one day. I'm not married yet, but this was my but my dream. And I realized that if I wanted to achieve my dream, I couldn't wait till I got married and hope I found a rich husband. I had to start working where I was at that moment and take control of my life. And yeah, I look forward to the day I can say goodbye to my boss.
Awesome. We hear there are so many benefits of this business, and I'm sure each of you have got a number that you could share, but because of time, I'd like you just to share maybe one or two highlights briefly of benefits that you've gained since you got started in the business, just very briefly.
I'd like to start with, I had the privilege of doing a road trip with my dad at the beginning of this year, and we got to go and work with my team in Zambia. It was a great privilege to get to meet them and to learn so much from them. And what kind of opportunity gives you, or what kind of job gives you opportunity to travel 5,000 Ks over 8 days, work with people around the country, and come back so fired up that you go, I really don't want to go into my job right now. I want to go and help people. And to see lives change. We know that when you share something with someone and they come to you just because they came along to a weekend function, and you see them in tears afterwards, and you're like, what's wrong? Thank you so much for bringing me this weekend. It has changed my life. And that was a friend of mine who, from that weekend, got the guts to apply for a job that she didn't feel she was worthy of. And she's in that job today because she got the position. And to know that we offered a hand, we were in the rowing boat, we offered the opportunity, and her life was changed because she climbed in the boat at a time where she was still a guest in this. She wasn't actually registered for the business when she came along. And just when you know that someone else's life has either changed financially, physically, spiritually, and a person has grown, and you go, Lord, you've blessed me with an opportunity to just touch them slightly. It's humbling, and you can't trade that for any money in the world.
Well, to be honest, I think most of us all join for the money, putting it frankly. But you know what? A lot of us don't become directors in 2 months or whatever. And you know, it's hard for us watching all these people get so far so quickly, and yeah, some of us are like really trying hard or not. So I joined for the money, obviously. But the more I was on the journey, the more I realized, you know, money can't teach you everything you need to know to learn and how to live your life. So my greatest thing that I've learned from this business is how to talk to people. I mean, I couldn't do any talking at school. I used to giggle all my orals through, like, it was really bad. So personal development was my biggest thing I got out of this business. So.
For me, it's meeting new people every day and helping them how to make money and how to live a healthy life and to earn money myself. Because I was not working for a long time. Now I'm earning some money. So that, for me, it's a great, great thing. Because I've been looking for a job. And also to work with sick people, to help them, to educate them about the product. Thank you.
For me, this business makes me feel like I really have to put my interest in the future, because that's really where I'm going to spend the rest of my life. Okay? One thing, so it really changed me spiritually. I remembered one day when I was processing one of my downline, she wanted to travel, but then apparently she said, no, because the parents are asking for her, she really wants to go, but at the same time, she wants to start. Then I said, yeah, if it's the point that maybe they really need you, maybe you just have to go. Then she just said, no, please, Ruben, but I also want to be like you. So means it makes me feel like if you are changing someone's life, so you are really up to something, and I really feel that in life, people don't really see how much you know in life, but if you give that care, they will really even respect you as a person. Yeah.
Thank you. Just leave it there with Ruben. Ruben, there's a number of older people out there, and this is a young panel. Would you just very, very briefly give us an idea of, if an older person approaches a younger person for the business, what are the kind of things that you would appreciate from a support point of view? What kind of support would you want from an older person as a younger person? What kind of support do you think young people would want in getting going in the business? Just one or two very brief thoughts.
Yeah. Young people, when you are approaching like the young people, okay, it's really good to see the potential of that person. We know everyone has the potential to do this business, but you really have to find what person really wants in life, because people have different challenge. Okay, you need to tell that person the courage that he can have a potential of doing anything that he sets his mind on, and make sure that he really put the interest in the future, because he's still young. You don't. I always tell people that. Don't let your life or your kids to go through the life that you went through, as young as you look. So start from now to build your business and make sure that when you reach a certain age, you are free. Yeah.
I think there's two groups of young people. If you want, there is the educated one and the non-educated ones. So you need to first ask them about their dreams. And the educated one, they will reason with you. But the uneducated ones, they will try anything. Just tell them that there is money. How to make that money. They will join. But the educated one, we are ignorant and stupid. I'm sorry to say that. We hold on to our degrees and diplomas and certificates, but the uneducated one, they want to try anything because they don't have anything to lose. So you approach them, and please don't tell them that you are selling. Tell them that we recommend. We are not selling, because the educated one, someone told me that, "You want me to sell pills?" I say, "No, who told you that I'm selling pills? I'm not selling pills, I'm recommending." Yes, I'm not selling pills, I'm selling food products, supplements. So she opened the bottle. So she opened the bottle, the carotenoid complex, and she said, "This is pills." I say, "Look at the bottle. They just made the supplement in form of pills so that you can swallow it, but it's not pills." So she said yes. So now she joined, and she's selling the product like nobody's business. So don't tell young people that they are selling pills. No, don't approach them that way. Thank you.
Well, when an older person approaches someone, I'd like to know they're sure of themselves and they're not kind of, you know, don't really know where they're going. And I suppose a young person doesn't want to be made feel that they are just joining so they can make the older people more money. Just idea.
I think something that's also very useful to remember is that our generation is growing up where technology is advancing so fast that we don't have the older people with the skills to teach us the technology and the things that are going on in life, because it's advancing so fast for you guys as well. And Graham Codrington talks about the generation gap and how our age group is having to teach ourselves to do everything. And therefore, we've got confidence to go out and to try something and to experiment. Does this work? Oh, no, that's not how it works. Does this work? And it's It's Janet's mom, talks about how in Uganda, they used to let the young people just go and bump their heads and experiment. They were there to guide them and to coach them, but not to smother them, not to lord it over them, not to mother them, but to allow them to make the opportunities, or make opportunities available for them to experience and experiment and to take ownership of their businesses. Because if you make it too easy, they're just going to feel like they're tagging along like a little child, and you know, and mommy's doing it. Whereas if they are given the opportunities to do their business and to have something significant they can give. So many of the students that I interact with say how they want to do something in their community. They want to be able to uplift this group of people. They want to touch lives here. They want to be able to do something that makes a difference. And so if, as an older person, you can help them to embrace that, knowing your life skills, you know, the experience that you've gained, guide them, but allow them to bump their heads and to come back, that they know they can talk to you and they can work with you and they can tap into your experience. But encourage them, uplift them, and believe in them. As Ruben was saying, believe in them. They need to know that you know that they can do it, in order for them to know that they can do it as well.
Thank you. We're getting to the point of wrapping up. So what I'd like you just to share with us is, how do you see the future in about a half a minute?
I don't know how to put it in words, but everyone always says it's very exciting. And I see the future in my team is traveling the world, not just the continent, touching lives, seeing people's faces light up, and getting the opportunity and privilege to be able to recognize world team members and president's team members in my team for stepping up and traveling and experiencing the world. Hopefully a lot bigger.
Christy small, she speaks small too, but big.
I think my future is bright. No, I know it's bright. And I wish that all my downlines can become managers so that they can travel with me everywhere I go.
The good thing in this business, you cannot do it if you are not excited. So it means you have to carry your excitement along. And you have to believe that you can achieve whatever you want. If you cannot believe it, you cannot achieve it. So I really believe that my future really, really looks bright.
Folks, we've heard from our young people here today. And the challenge is for us to go out and go and share the business with thousands of them, because we want to fill not only this hall, but halls around the world with young people who are excited as these young folks are here, so they can have a legacy that they can leave, that they can have a future that they can live. So as they take their seats, let's give them a big hand and thank them very much for their participation. Thank you.